Title: Composition Drills from Classic References Advanced. All right, let's train composition like a muscle. This is an advanced drum and bass composition drill in Ableton Live, built around classic references. The whole point is not to copy a tune bar for bar, it's to steal the function, structure, energy pacing, arrangement tactics, and how the groove evolves over time. Then you rebuild that with your own drums, your own bass, your own motifs. By the end, you're not just making a loop that goes on too long, you're building a reusable arrangement template, plus a track skeleton you can finish later. Think of this as producing with intention and constraints, the way the best classic records feel focused and replayable. First, what we're building. You're going to draft a full DNB arrangement shape, a 16-bar DJ-friendly intro, a 32-bar main drop, a 16-bar breakdown or reset, then a second 32-bar drop that escalates, and finally an outro that makes sense for mixing. Your deliverables are three things. 1. A reference lane in arrangement view. 2. A marker-based energy map. 3. A drill pack of three arrangement patterns you can reuse on future tracks. Now step 0. Choose references with intent. Pick 2 to 3 references and give each one a job. One track is your structure teacher. It tells you how long sections are, where the payoff hits, where the switches happen. Another track is your drum teacher. Ghost notes, edits, swing, break usage, how the hats behave. And if you want the full power up, a third reference is your bass teacher. Call and response, reese movement, sub-discipline, when the bass leads, when it supports. In Ableton, drag each reference into arrangement view on its own track. Warp them so they follow your project tempo. Complex Pro is fine, or Complex if you want to save CPU. Set your project to your target tempo, like 174 BPM. And here's a big one. Turn the reference track down. Put it around -10 to -14 dB. You're not mixing into it, you're studying it. If it's loud, it biases every decision you make. Also, name and color them so you don't get lost. Something like REF structure, REF drums, REF bass. You're building a lab, not a playlist. Now step 1. Build a reference lane with locators. You're going to map the structure like a producer, not like a casual listener. Play your structure reference and drop locators at the major sections. Intro start, the pre-drop ramp, drop 1. A mid-drop switch if it happens, breakdown, drop 2, and outro. In drum and bass, the bar math is usually clean. Phrases are often 8, 16, or 32 bars. Intros and outros for DJs are commonly 16 or 32 bars, because it makes mixing predictable. Now, as you place locators, don't just label drop. Ask, what changes here? Where does the sub enter? When do the hats open up? Where do fills happen? When does the main hook arrive? When does the arrangement thin out? You're sketching an energy curve. That's the real composition. Extra coach move. Do function first listening passes. Do 3 quick passes through your reference, like 5 minutes each. Pass 1 is the impact pass. Mark where the track arrives, relaxes, and re-aims. Pass 2 is the drum leadership pass. Which layer is in charge each phrase? Is it the kick and snare, the break, the hats, the rides? Pass 3 is the bass authority pass. Is the sub continuous or punctuated? When does the mid-bass become the lead? In Ableton, you can literally create 3 empty MIDI tracks called Pass Impact, Pass Drum Lead, and Pass Bass Lead, and you just drop short MIDI notes where leadership changes. This seems nerdy, but it's fast, and it stops you from guessing. Step 2. Create an energy map track. This is one of those pro-level drills that makes arrangement decisions obvious. Create a new MIDI track called Energy MAP. Make one long MIDI clip for the length of your arrangement, like 3 or 4 minutes. Use a single note, like C3, and draw blocks that represent energy levels. Low energy sections get sparse, short notes. Drops get long continuous notes. Breakdowns get gaps. Now here's the payoff. You're going to make your automation follow this map. Not every parameter, just the big ones. Drum bus filter opening and closing. Reverb send level, because space equals perceived size. Distortion amount, because aggression equals perceived intensity. This forces you to treat arrangement as controlled energy modulation, not random adding of stuff. Step 3. Start with drums and build a rolling engine. Make a drum group with 3 layers. 1. Kick and snare, the core. 2. A break layer for character. 3. Hats or a top loop for motion. For the core, use a drum rack with one-shot kick and snare. Classic DNB anchor, snare on beats 2 and 4. Everything else is built around that. On the snare, use a Q8. If it's boxy, notch a bit around 250 to 400. If it needs presence, a gentle lift in the 2 to 5K range can help. Then on the drum group, add drum bus, light drive, a bit of crunch if you want texture, and be careful with boom, because in TNB the sub is sacred real estate. Now the brake layer. Drop a brake on its own audio track. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and keep the envelope fairly tight so it stays snappy. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub, and kick. Here's the drill. In your first drop, do in a slash beat evolution every 8 bars. Bars 1 to 8, brake is tighter and quieter. Bars 9 to 16, bring it up a touch or open it up slightly. Bars 17 to 24, add one or two edits, like a reverse hit or a stutter. Bars 25 to 32, add a fill to push into the next section. Notice what we're doing. We're not adding 10 layers, we're evolving the same idea. For tops, use auto filter as a brightness controller. High pass, 12 dB slope is fine. Automate the cutoff so it opens into the drop. Then utility for width. Push the tops wider, like 120 to 160%, but keep kick and snare centered. Step 4. Bass as a narrative, not a loop. A classic mistake is making a disgusting 2-bar bass loop and then leaving it untouched for 32 bars. In advanced DNB, the bass is written in phrases. Start with sub-discipline. Make a sub track. Use wave editable or operator, sine wave. Then utility with width at 0%, mono sub, always. Then sidechain it to the kick with a compressor. Aim for a few dB of gain reduction, not a full pump, unless you want that effect. Now mid bass or reese. Make a mid bass track, two saws, slight to tune, unison 2 to 4. Saturator with soft clip, then a Q8 cutting below roughly 120 Hz so it doesn't overlap the sub. Auto filter for movement, with cutoff automation. And if you want width, chorus ensemble subtly, but stay aware of mono compatibility. Now the main phrase drill. Write a 32-bar drop as 4 8-bar sentences. Bars 1 to 8. Main motif. Simple, confident. Bars 9 to 16. Answer phrase. Rhythm changes, maybe one extra hit, maybe a small fill. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Filter moves, different articulation, maybe add a stab. Bars 25 to 32. Escalation. More syncopation. More distortion, or an extra layer, but on purpose. And the key rule, duplicate your MIDI clip per 8 bars and change 10 to 20%, not 100%. We're aiming for evolution, not chaos. Now step 5, arrange using density swaps. This is a classic DNB tactic that keeps impact without bloating your session. Instead of always adding new tracks, you swap elements. Closed hats become open hats at bar 9. A rim or perk pattern changes in the second 16. You drop the kick for one bar but keep the brake running, so it lifts without going silent. You remove the mid-bass for two beats before fill, so you get a sub-only moment that hits like a weight drop. In Ableton, group your main sections, drums, bass, music or FX. Then automate at the group level for big, clean moves. A subtle high pass on drums during a build, reverb send on the snare for pre-drop tension, and a touch more saturation in drop 2 so it feels harder without changing everything. Extra coach constraint. Use a decision gate to stop infinite tweaking. Drop a locator called commit checkpoint every 16 bars. At each checkpoint, you can only do one action. Add one element, remove one element, or transform one element, like an automation move or an edit. This keeps your arrangement readable and prevents you from piling layers just because you're bored. Step 6. Transitions. Fills. Impacts and negative space. Your reference is full of moments. Your job is to recreate the function of those moments, using your own sounds. Make a fill track with one shots, snare rushes, toms, FX hits. Use beat repeat either as an insert you automate on for a moment, or on a return you can trigger. 1/8 or 1/16th interval works great, and keep the chance low if it's running live. Use the filter inside beat repeat to avoid mud. For impacts, keep it classic. Impact sample. A cue to remove rumble, short big reverb, then utility to trim gain so it doesn't clip your master. And now negative space, which is one of the biggest to make it feel huge without adding anything tools. Right before a drop, remove a key anchor. Last bar, no kick. Last two beats, no sub. Last quarter note, mute everything except a vocal shard or noise. That absence is what makes the return feel violent. Step 7. Drop 2 equals same idea. Higher stakes. Drop 2 should feel like the same track, just more dangerous. Not a different song. You've got options. Introduce a second break layer, or rearrange your break edits. Increase bass aggression with more saturation, slightly lower filter cutoff, more movement automation. Add a call and response hook that isn't cheesy, 2-bar call, 2-bar response, or even better, call equals rhythm and response equals timbre. Same rhythm but darker tone, then brighter distorted tone, or change drum density, rides, extra ghost snares, subtle variations that imply escalation. Another advanced idea, contrast budgets. For each 32-bar drop, give yourself only 3 big contrasts, like a clear bass switch, a clear drum density change, a clear texture shift. Everything else must be micro, velocity, ghosting, tiny automation. That's how classic tracks stay focused and still feel alive. Quick monitoring trick, DJ reality check. Create an audio track called DJ Mono. Set audio from master, put utility in mono, then EQ8 with a low cut around 30 hc, and maybe a gentle high shelf down 1 or 2 dB. Solo it occasionally. If the groove still reads and the bass line still makes sense, your composition choices are strong, not just your stereo tricks. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't copy surface details. Copy function. You want the why. Don't let sections run too long without evolution. 32 bars with no swaps equals fatigue. Don't overlayer breaks until the transients smear. Don't wreck sub management. No stereo sub. No clashing notes. And sidechain like you mean it. And don't overuse risers. Indeed NB, the power is groove and edits. Effects should support, not replace composition. Let's do a fast mini practice exercise. 30 minutes. Pick one reference. Map locators, 0 to 16 intro, 16 to 48 drop, 48 to 64 breakdown or transition. Program a 2-bar drum loop, kick and snare plus break layer. Duplicate to 32 bars, then apply density swaps. At bar 9, open hats or add a layer. At bar 17, one break edit. At bar 25, a fill and remove the kick for one beat right before it. Write bass in 4 8-bar phrases, A prime, B, C. Add exactly 3 transition events in the whole thing. 1 pre-drop tension tool, like filter or reverb. 1 mid-drop edit, 1 end-of-drop fill. Export a quick bounce and compare to the reference only for section length, energy pacing, and how often something changes, not what the sounds are. Final recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.